Johnny Carson. This is Ed McMahon on with Doc Severin, the NBC Orchestra, inviting you to join Johnny and his guests, Don Rickles, gay liberation activist Frazier Timmons, author Dr. William Gielgud, and a funny animal saver. And now, here's Johnny!
Thank you. That's the biggest hand I've got since I was goosed by Mighty Joe Young. No, you know, out here, we're in Hollywood now, and out here, of course, you meet all the stars. Just the other day, I was in the Hollywood Ranch Market, and all the stars shop there. I don't know what it is. It's a kind of a freaky market.
Yes.
I was in the vegetable section, propositioning a prune. No, this is serious now. This is serious. And I saw Rosemary Clooney, Mickey Rooney, Billy Moomy, Regis Toomey, and Dump the Wonder Panda, and Rin Tin Tin get spitted for a truss.
This was in the market, sir.
No, I thought I'd go right to the biggie, Ed. Whoa. Hey, look at those clothes the doctor is wearing tonight. Doc, what do you call that outfit, huh?
Chiffon top with puffy sleeves, a ribbed knit dirndl, and a matching Poochie scarf.
Poochie, huh? Yeah, I hope it's housebroken. Whoa! Woo! Whoa! Who needs writers, huh? What else is in the news today? Oh, yeah. I got this strange newspaper out here. You seen it? It's called a Free Press.
Yes.
And it's just weird, weird paper. Yes. They sell it on the street. I don't know how they get away with it.
No.
And it is pretty gamey stuff. But I got a copy of it, opened it up in the NBC green room, and this rubber thing fell out. This is true. It was Ed's enema kit.
This is true.
Yeah. You got to stop eating with those Clydesdales, Ed. Too much roughage in your kibble. No, we... We got a great show tonight, don't we? Do we have a great show tonight?
Yes.
We always do. All right, did I miss anything? Stay tuned, won't you? Did you come for the tour?
No.
Hi, you're new around the pool hall, aren't you? What's your name, sweetheart?
Una von Una.
Una von Una. That's a beautiful name.
No, Johnny, it is a dumb name. But thank you anyway.
What do you do out here, honey? You in pictures or what?
No, I'm a prostitute.
Oh. Well, God bless you for the wonderful work you're doing, Una.
Thank you.
No, I meant it. Everybody's got a... Now, I don't know whether I should ask you this, Una, but you got something for me?
Oh, yes. Johnny, in honor of all the publicity you've given the massage business, the Southern California Manual Catharsis Institute have awarded you, Johnny Carson, this huge bronze replica.
Oh, look at this. Look at this. Whoa. Isn't that beautiful? Did you know this was going to happen? Wow. Thank you, darling. Isn't this nice? Wow. You know, it's funny. I never know what to say to a prostitute except thank you and good night.
Good night, Jenny.
Una von Una.
Thank you so much.
Oh. Boy, she's got a pair of poochies on her, huh? Isn't that great? Wow. I hate these damn moments. They're so stupid, you know? Okay, what do we got?
Gay activists.
Oh, the fag thing, that's right. I should explain this. We've gotten some mail from the gay liberation people who apparently feel that they haven't been treated fairly on the show. I said fairly. Now, we don't necessarily feel that we've done anything wrong, but just to make sure that there aren't any hard feelings. No. Come on now, this is serious. This is serious. We can get sued. We've offered two gentlemen time on the show to come out and explain why they came out. So would you welcome first the chairman of the Southern California Gay Activists Liberation Alliance, or GALA. And this is interesting. He's also a lieutenant in the United States Air Force Reserve. Would you please welcome Lieutenant Frazier Timmons. Evening, sir. Glad to meet you.
Evening.
Mr. Timmons, I'm glad you could be with us tonight, sir. Do I call you, sir?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Johnny. I'm glad we're finally getting a chance to express our point of view.
Well, I am too, sir. You know, I was reading the Reader's Digest condensation of the article that you wrote for the New York Times Magazine.
Uh-huh.
And one thing you said struck me as interesting. You said, as I recall, you thought homosexuals should stop pretending and should openly declare themselves to be what they are. Now, this wasn't a put-on, was it?
No, Johnny, this was a press release, but it expressed my feelings and the feelings of millions of my fellow homo Americans. You see, based on the nature of American society, Johnny, when a homosexual pretends to be what he's not, he only hurts himself.
Mm. Well, now, I think I read this somewhere, but aren't most homosexuals masochists anyway?
Not at all, Johnny, and this is what we're really angry about. You see, the distorted image of the homosexual that comes through the media equating us with effeminacy and perversion.
Ooh.
And well, now, you know what I'm talking about, the stereotype interior decorator.
Yeah, that's a funny bit.
The effeminate barber. I mean, this has nothing to do with the reality of homosexual life. We're people. And like people, you can find homosexuals in all sorts of jobs.
What? For example, what kinds of positions?
Well.
Seriously, what kinds of occupations, let's say?
Well, there are lawyers, accountants. I mean, I'm in the Air Force, right? Now, on TV, you never see a homosexual portrayed as a soldier. And yet there are millions of us leading a normal life in the military.
Mm, that's interesting.
And prisons. Where in the prison movies do you ever see a homosexual? And yet, homosexuals virtually run our prisons.
Now, that's a really thankless job, too, isn't it?
And these aren't the sissies... These aren't the sissies and the pansies like a TV image would have you believe. I mean, these are people who committed perfectly normal crimes. Burglary, a bank robbery, a forgery, crimes of wit and deception.
Well, then, Lieutenant, I guess this whole question doesn't fall under the Peter principle. Come on. What'd I say? Come on, golly. This audience is hotter than Toadie Field's sauna pants. Hey-o! Lieutenant Timmons, I want to get back to you on this because I'm interested in this. We have another guest who I should bring out now because he's written a book that's a study on homosexual behavior. And the book is called Island of Fire. Would you please welcome Dr. William Gielgud? Doctor, good evening.
Thank you.
Have you met Mr. Timmons?
Yes, backstage.
Doctor, I assume that you heard what Mr. Timmons had to say.
Yes, I did, John. And while I respect his stature in the homophile community, I hope he doesn't pretend to speak for all homosexuals. things just aren't that simple. Many of the homosexuals I've interviewed prefer to keep their air of mystery. They're, for the most part, perhaps more flamboyant and colorful. But despite the fact that they have a far more intense sense of humor than the rest of us, I don't think they want their private lives flaunted like so much white whale corduroy.
Yeah, you know, I've noticed that. They do seem to get more jokes. That's
mm-hmm.
true.
Well, that,
Now, Doctor, based on your research, would you say that homosexuals are being treated unfairly by television?
By television repairmen, yes. But that's a local matter. Now, the reason that I call my book Island of Fire mm-hmm. is because the homosexual, driven by his disease, finds himself like an island apart from the rest of us, and yet on fire, literally, with a passion that he cannot conventionally suppress. Hence, Island of Fire. Also, of course, they all live on Fire Island.
But, Doctor, by insisting on calling it a disease, you're contributing to the stereotype. Just because two men get together in the evening, put on bathrobes, and fry up a couple of steaks is no reason to call them sick.
Wow.
They're frying steaks, you can call them rich.
Johnny.
Come on.
Johnny, you see, the trouble with militant homosexuals is that they just don't know their place.
Well, it's a lucky thing they don't know Doc's place. He'd have to go to Capizio's in a mess.
He probably would.
I shouldn't joke about this. I want to ask you a couple more questions because I've got some things to learn about this, too. But I should bring out our next guest now because, well, the health department's about to tear down his mouth. Would you please welcome Mr. Warmth, Don Rickles.
It's a really funny show, John. I've been watching backstage. Two faggots and a drunk. You got a lot of taste, John. No kidding.
No, it's a little steamy around the edges, Don, but this is an important show.
No, it's you I'm talking about, John. You're sick. You got crap in your head, John. Here I am sitting next to the forbidden fruits.
Nah.
It's good to see you, fellas. I like the lieutenant, John.
Oh, you do?
He's got your eyes. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Are you a career man, sir?
No, I'm in the reserve.
What are you waiting for? No kidding, this guy's great, John.
Don.
Having a wonderful time.
Don, can I interrupt
for a second? Yeah, go ahead, I'll read your lips.
No, I know that all this is done in pretty good fun, but I'd still like to point out and have people know that although publicly Don Rickles puts on the air of a person who doesn't like homosexuals, he's actually done more for them than any other straight person in America today, myself included.
Oh,
so this church,
I didn't know this.
No, you deserve it.
Maybe I should give you the replica.
It's really funny, John. I might be serious for a moment. Thank you very much, Doctor. I've done the only thing a performer can do, the good Lord and my mother willing, lend my services as an entertainer to their various functions.
To their functions, huh?
Yeah, that's right, John. I'm the guy with the rubber hose who yells, "Bend over, I'm a gypsy." Ed, good to see you. What are you doing here with these bimbos? I thought you were Irish. I mean, somebody help me. I'm sitting between two Nellie Bells and a stewed blimp. I joke. How's your son, Ed? Huh? How's little Kippy or whatever his name is? Don't blame the accident on you, does he? Now, seriously, Ed, how are you?
Fine, thank you, sir.
Good, you fat turd.
Don, you're a cuckoo bird.
God bless you, John.
Just crazy, crazy. Lieutenant Timmons, you're going to be speaking at the Gay Liberation Rally at the Anaheim Convention Center next week, aren't you?
Yes, that's right, Johnny. We'll be talking
Anaheim,
about...
huh? You got a cop a feel off of Goofy while you're there?
Doctor, can we look for you somewhere?
I'll tell you where you can look for him, John. Try the Times Square subway at midnight. He's the one yelling, "Where's the tunnel? Where's the tunnel?"
Yeah, the one with the velveteen jockey shorts and the NBC peacock in his pants.
That's a good one, John. I admit. That's great. One for the Cornhusker. Oh, by the way, I got a message for you. Your ex-wife wants a vibrator back.
Yeah. Probably wants to use it on her poochie.
That's cute. What the hell is this? I'm on ding-dong school.
Tomorrow night, something a little bit special tomorrow night. We've been telling you about it for a couple of days, and I know you won't want to miss it. We'll have J.P. Morgan, Buddy Rich, either Fernando Lamas or Ricardo Montalban, and, of course, at midnight, something the staff has been working on all week over the Sheraton Universal, Miss Miller's funeral. I don't think you want to miss it. And if we have time, of course, that funny animal segment that we promised you.
Sounds like a good show, John.
Oh, yeah. A biggie. Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Don. Thank you, girls. And good night, everybody.